All right, man.
Hey.
You ready for Good Ass Show?
You ever seen that movie with kids?
Is it the one where they get fucking thrown out of the house?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And boy, am I glad to see him back, because I've seen his front. It's Dave.
I'm Kogo. Backdoor Dave for no reason.
Backdoor Dorm Daddy Dave.
Yeah. Same door for receiving and shipping.
Mouthful.
He's the kind of guy that'll put a piece of wood in the door so it doesn't latch.
Yep. Keep that shit wide open. I like to call it the backdoor gape. Anyways, speaking of which, it's Robin.
Yeah, goddamn right it is. Speaking of backdoor gape, that was Dave. we call him Dave Wad, like
Dave Wad,
like the episode of The Office. Was that the Superfan episode?
Yeah, yes, it was. I mean, it was that, but I mean, that was from the original.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm Robin, and that first guy that spoke about the damn kids, it's the hoop snake, known as Jake.
Touch those tips.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
It's me. It's one take, Jake.
Space dock those.
Back in the saddle again, and good gravy. We have a couple of things to talk about, I guess.
I like
that. I went to a hockey game. That's one thing we can talk about.
Mm-hmm. Tip gravy.
I did have some poutine while I was there, so yeah, I had some gravy. Also, I got the world's tiniest bobblehead, but more on that later.
Hey, that doesn't matter the size of the bobblehead, all right?
No, boy, you're telling me.
If the head bobbles.
Well, I'll tell you.
The size of my bobblehead.
How tiny was it?
It was so tiny. It's about as tall as like half of my face.
Oh, so like a solid 6 inches, right?
Yeah, let me. About like that.
Totally 6 inches.
Yeah, so last year the Seattle T-Birds were league champions, and they went and played for like the President's Cup, which is like all the league champions from around the country play each other. And then yeah. So they were really, really fucking good last year. This year not so much. Because they were really good last year. All the teams who were like, God, we drafted some good ass players. Let's move them up. Let's get them up into the system. So yeah, now they're dog shit, and they're at the bottom of the league. And we showed up, and it's a cool experience because like you can get right there, and you know the kids get to high five the players as they're going out onto the ice, and it's a 6,500 seat barn, so it's like it's not big, but it's fun, and. Yeah, it was 7-1 at the end of two.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all right, that's it.
All right.
Pulling the plug. It's like, oh no, so stay. I'm like, no, man. Like we're coming back in a couple weeks to watch some more hockey. We'll stay then. But like I am not sitting around to watch some uncompetitive puck. And the final ended up being like 9-3. So it never got better.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'm glad we left, because then we got to beat the traffic of 14 people.
You can leave and beat the traffic, or you can stick around and beat your meat.
Yeah, beat your meat. That's how it felt watching them play, because I was like, man, I can get out there. I can't even skate, but I know I can do that.
We had fights on this weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah, there were fights.
This weekend or last weekend?
This weekend.
Last weekend.
Well, it was this weekend, the previous closest weekend, right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't talked about Sean Strickland.
Yeah. And that bullshit.
Duplessis.
I forgot about that. I would really like to have seen that fight. I would just find it.
Yeah, you might have. Like, honestly, Sean, well, I thought Sean won the fight. You look at
I think everyone thought Sean won the fight.
Well, I mean, like, Chael Sonnen was like, I don't think he went around, but Chael is also playing the heel, as usual.
Chael always wants to, yeah.
He's like, hell.
Oh, all Chael knows.
Rise out of these guys.
He came out of the womb a heel.
Chael heel work Sonnen, that's what they call him.
Mm-hmm.
He came out heel first.
That is where the term comes from, actually. When Jacob, biblically, Jacob and Esau were born, Esau was gripping at the heel of Jacob, and that's where the term originates.
No shit.
Yes, sir.
No story. Didn't know that that was it.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a deep cut of
it's pretty fucking deep.
From the Tabor cut. College of Wrestling Knowledge.
From like 2,000 years ago.
Well, when you got to get up pretty early in the morning if you want to get over wrestling on me.
Yeah, like 2,000 years ago.
Like, why would I have to get up early in the morning to do that, anything? Before that,
they just called them the bad guys.
Before one, we just called them bad guys.
Before one.
Or as my brothers down south say, uno.
Uno.
It's true.
Or as your brothers back east would say, ho.
Or in the Philippines, isa.
That was a joke I was trying to make, but I didn't know how to speak your freaky deaky language. Like,
freaky deaky island language.
Yeah, it's like a regular language, but
freaky deaky island language is the name of the episode.
Yes, it is. Freaky deaky island language.
Oh, have you been keeping track of who names the episode?
No, but I can.
I know if we look at the names of the episodes, we'll know who said it.
Pretty much. Here, I'll pull it up here. Let's see.
Did you fix whichever one it was?
I'm working on it right now. I don't have my keyboard's over there, so I'm trying to do this all with my mouse.
So, Dave, Jake posted episode 308 twice. We got it as 307 and 308 because I was listening to 307.
Yeah, that sounds like 308.
It sounds like the most recent one. And we get near the end, and I'm like, dude, this is definitely last week's stuff. And so I go to 308 and I skip to the same part. And first I'd like looked at the times and I was like, they're both an hour and three. That's odd. And then I go to the other one at the same spot. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch did it this one time.
Well, see, what happened was, is I tried to download episode 307 and 308 at the same time. And apparently.
I can't do that.
I thought I wanted to download episode 308 twice. So I mean, I guess I should look a little more closely.
Oh, did you want 307 or 308, or did you want 308 twice? Oh, you didn't answer. Yeah, we're gonna go 308 twice, guys.
308 twice. Put it through.
Yep.
So that's.
Yeah. So.
Funny. I also had a weird thought today that, and I guess it's not really weird, but I told Jake and the boys about it, and I was like. Pretty sure the Big Ten does not have an artificial noisemaker ban.
It does not.
Which means we can bring duck lips back and whatever noisemakers we want, like vuvuzelas.
I'm going to go have to dig my time capsule up.
I know where my vuvuzela is.
My duck lips are somewhere in a box. I know that.
I might have.
I guess I already had it downloaded. I must have just fucked up.
Yeah. I think
God. Damn it.
Oh, I know where they're at. They're out in the shed.
Hate it when I do that.
Son of a bitch does it all the time. But yeah. So I posted a thing on Twitter and tagged John Canzano because when the whole ban happened, he wrote a story about it, and then when I was looking to see what the rules were, his story popped up, and I was like, I'm gonna tag him anyway. Hey, you know, we can fucking have duck lips again.
You know how you said we couldn't do this anymore?
voices are gonna be saved for the 2024 season.
I think what's gonna happen is it's gonna make it easier for kids to make noise and be engaged because now they have an excuse to blow duck lips the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, Bales is like, oh, as annoying as they are. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I love being annoying to other people.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than annoying opposing fans.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that is completely sports related.
Right. I might attack you personally, but you know what? It's just for the game.
I like being so exuberant about my team that it pisses other people off.
That is always fun.
Yep.
Like, and they all they could do when they go home, like, yo, this guy's so fucking annoying every time they score. Yeah, touchdown, Oregon. It was like, well, is that all
he better? How about that?
And then, whenever someone talks to him, they're like, well, is that it? Well, like, you know, it's just like, he's just a smart ass. Is you know, like everything that happened is just like, you know, whatever. Can't ever say any one thing. Can't ever say one thing because I was also right the whole time.
Yeah, whatever. You remember that song?
Yeah, this is my United States of whatever. Who who does that song?
It's like Ollie and
is it, oh, it's Syphil and Ollie.
Syphil and Ollie, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm in a weird like Syphil and Ollie group on Facebook. And so I get notifications about Syphil and Ollie occasionally. I thought I was the only person alive who knew that show existed.
Oh. Yeah, it's a pretty old show.
It sounds like VD.
Dude, I was that's Syphil and Ollie. I remember watching it when I lived up here just one summer with my mom, just turning on MTV and just Syphil and Ollie, Syphil and Ollie show, Syphil and Ollie, Syphil and Ollie show, rock, Syphil.
I feel like that song was on Beavis and Butthead, though. I think that's where I know it from.
I know that there's a lot of like old shows I missed out on because I didn't have TV growing up.
Yeah.
Like, well, we had a TV, but we had like an antenna, so we got the local news channel, and that's about
same.
It.
Same. So that was the thing. Like, I had just regular the three channel. Actually, in Eugene, it was lit because we had ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and Fox. And if you had a dial, you could get MTV2, what used to be known as the Box, and we could get the Jesus Station.
Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff I know is just from going over to people's houses.
Yeah, but my mom had cable, so when I would come up and visit, I would just go fucking nuts. I would watch all the wrestling. I would watch, like, yeah.
I feel like that's probably why Riv watches so much TV when she's here, because her mom is a Nazi about things, and so she's like, well, I'm going to watch everything all the time.
She will not see the TV.
Exactly.
So there's one time we went on a family trip to Eureka.
Eureka?
Yeah, the further south one. Not Yreka, Eureka. And we went...
Not Myreka, Eureka.
Yeah, Eureka. We cut over to Highway 1 along the California coast, and we were heading up, and we ended up kind of like an emergency staying at this one place, one hotel along the along Highway 1. And that was my little brother and I's first time watching a whole Beavis and Butthead episode, because the only place they had to rent for the night was a townhouse. So we got our own room with a TV, and we're literally like this close to the TV with the volume turned all the way down.
Yeah.
Watching Beavis and Butthead, trying not to laugh so that mom and dad don't bust in the room, see the show, and make us turn it off.
Yeah.
Well, because like growing up, mom didn't even want us watching Simpsons,
right?
Because Bart Simpson was a bad influence. I don't know why I emphasized it that way, but
bad influence.
But we weren't allowed to watch that, so we're just sitting there like just noses to the TV watching Beavis and Butthead.
Oh man, I got a couple. Go ahead.
I'm gonna drive back to Oregon. My little brother and I are sitting in the back seat. And my dad's like, what the fuck are you guys doing back there?
Like, where'd you learn that? Where'd you hear that?
What the hell is that nonsense?
I remember just all sorts of just ridiculous MTV shit, and just like it popping up and getting like 10 seconds of watching it. Like, I remember the first time I saw Celebrity Deathmatch, I was like, oh my God, what is this? Why are these clay people fighting? This is hilarious. And then, like, I remember, like, actually getting mad about the outcomes. Like, why the Backstreet Boys beat the Beastie Boys? Like,
right?
Oh, shit. For me, like, I remember it was so bad for me. You talked about not being able to watch The Simpsons. One time, after my parents had split, I was over at my dad's, and my uncle came over.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you already know it's fun. And my dad put on The Simpsons because it was the 90s. And my uncle gets up and, like, goes to eat in the kitchen because, like, he didn't want to watch, like, The Simpsons was, you know, secular and immoral. And, like, he's like, Jake, come on, like, we're not going to watch this. And I'm like, looking back on it now, like, what a dork.
Man. Cartoons have really, like, The Simpsons did something to cartoons too, because now we've got so many adult cartoons.
Yeah,
that was the one. Like, I also wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. It didn't hurt that Fox wasn't in Myrtle Creek until like 92 93, you know, at least 3 years after The Simpsons started. But still, like, I would get it. Brian had it. Brian loved The Simpsons, and I remember watching at his house. He had satellite from Denver, so he hated the Broncos because he was forced to watch Denver TV, but he had The Simpsons, and I was like, wait, I've never seen this is cool. And he's like, oh, wait till my parents go to bed, we got HBO After Dark. And I was like,
boom.
I remember watching
there
was a show called Dream On,
the where manual this guy, goes to space
what huh No, there was this show called Dream On that was on HBO, and it was this dude that would have daydreams, like sexual daydreams, and they'd show the daydreams, and I was like, whoa. It is awesome.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I had a dream.
His dad did the weirdest thing. He smoked Marlboro Reds, and he didn't want to go outside, but they had a fireplace. So he'd sit next to the fireplace. It was one of those metal ones. He'd open the door. He'd have a cigarette in there, take a drag, put the cigarette back in there, blow it into the chimney. And I'm like,
why are smokers? Okay. Like, the smokers are the weirdest people in the world, man. Like, they will do anything. They will do anything in their power to, quote unquote, not smoke indoors.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been driving down I-5 and it's just piss and rain, and somebody's got their arm out the window with a cigarette. I'm like, what do you think? You think you're not smoking in your car?
Yeah.
You think any of that? Like, yeah, most of the smoke is going out, but you're still getting it. There's still smoke in your car.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so funny. And, or like, yeah, like the whole I knew exactly what you were going to say as soon as he said a wood fireplace, because I knew, because logically he's like, yeah, and then when I'm done smoking, I'll just pitch the butt into the fireplace and it'll burn.
Yeah.
And it like, logically, it makes all the sense in the world, right? But it doesn't make it not cigarette smoke in the house.
I remember when I used to, I worked at a gas station in high school, and people come in and get Marlboro Reds. Well, there's the Kings, which are the thick ones, and then the 100s, which are the long ones.
Yeah.
So I'd always be like, hey, do you want it thick, long, or average? Like, and they would just look at me like, what? I'm like, thick, long, or average? Which one do you want?
Yeah, pick one.
Roll the dice.
So Dave, maybe you can explain to me the differences here, because I've never been a cigarette smoker except for when someone hands me one. Like, what's the difference between, like, soft pack and hard pack? And, like, how come some people are like, I'll never smoke a soft pack, and some people are like, I'll never smoke a hard pack? And they're, like, equally as it's like the difference between people who wipe front to back and people wipe back to front, and neither one of them understand how the other one does it.
I thought that they were the containers.
That's all it is the container.
Yeah, hard, like, I understand
soft
that
pack,
but
you,
like,
can crush, but there's nothing different about the cigarette.
Yeah.
Except, like, for soft pack cigarette might be crumpled a little bit.
Hold on.
Like, I know it's just a container, but, like, what are the virtues of a hard pack versus a soft pack? Or is it just, like, personal preference and people are weird?
Hard packs look cooler when you roll them up in your sleeve.
This is 1954?
Yeah. I got nothing. I got nothing for you. And the same thing with, like, hundreds or kings. Like, you're getting the same amount of tobacco, I think. But it's just like, do you want it longer or do you want it shorter and fat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking chokes.
Yeah. Do you want the Danny DeVito or do you want the Will Ferrell?
Both of them weigh 230. It's so pounds. Long and skinny.
Yeah.
You will like it. You'll like my 100. Yeah. Oh, have a Marlboro Red.
Yeah. And now we bring up Newports. There was a few years of my life that I smoked the ports.
Why do black people smoke menthols?
Yeah.
Because that's what Newports is?
That is
correct.
Yep. Yeah. When I first started smoking. Yep. Bell.
Yeah.
That took me a second to realize that. That's correct. Ding! Nice.
Because we're all thinking it. Oh, it's funny. My neighbor B is an older black dude, and he had me over one day, and he's like,
"I never would have guessed that when you said my older neighbor B."
Yo, what up, B?
His name is Barrel Chest. I'm not joking.
I want to see that driver's license.
Donkey Kong.
I've handed him his mail. Like official mail from doctors and shit. It's it's like Daryl with a B at the beginning.
Which doctor was it? Dr. Dre?
God damn it. Put that on the fucking highlight reel for Dave. Holy shit, Dave. That was good.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Doc Martin. He doesn't send letters.
No, that's he sends. He's a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Wait for it till there it is. Wait, there it is. I was like, wait for it, and there it is.
I'm trying to get drunk here, guys.
Lesbian.
It'll get you drunk.
There are Topo two kinds Chico. Of people. There are two kinds of people who wear Doc Martens: lesbians and Ben.
Ben wears Doc Martens.
Yeah, he's punk.
Oh.
You may have noticed from his general style.
When I was in hike school, that was like you wore like athletic shoes or Doc Martens if you were a dude or Birkenstocks if you were a chick.
Yep.
I wore Tims.
We had unfortunately the Doc Martens are also co-opted by fucking white skinheads. Like nationalists?
Yeah.
When I lived in the barracks, my roommate was a skinhead, but he told me all of the differences between the skinheads, and apparently the laces you put in your Doc Martens mean something.
Right. Don't put red laces in your Doc
Martens. Kind of like colored loofahs in Florida.
Right. Red or yellow. Don't put red or yellow in your laces, in your laces. Otherwise you're inviting fights.
I can't remember the names of them, but if you wore white laces in your docks, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it was white laces in your docks. They had a special term for skinheads against racism. Maybe it was scars. I don't know.
I'm going to look that up while you keep talking about it.
Huh. Yeah, because it was my roommate, and he was definitely a punk skinhead, like, dressed up in the, when we would go out, he'd wear the leather jacket with the spikes, his Doc Martens cuffed up and suspenders and with a white t-shirt. Like this is 2000 and
History X.
Yeah, this is 2010 and he rolled cigarettes in his sleeve.
Oh my God.
Like total like punk skinhead. You look at him and you're like,
yeah,
oh, that guy doesn't like people of color. Like,
was he from Portland?
He was from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Same thing.
Yeah.
What does it?
But you would look at him, and then we would hang out in the barracks and drink with other people. And he, didn't have a problem. So one day, I mean, dude, we slept in bunk beds. So I was like, hey, Jimmy, I got a question for you.
Hey, Jimmy, how come you ain't pounding any today?
Yeah. All right, here's lace code for you.
Oh, here we go. Right,
lace code.
Well, here's a lace code.
Here's a lace code.
I just want to read this sentence. I'm going to have to read it a couple times because it's not logical. White is a color that represents the most basic of white supremacy. So
yeah, maybe
it believes you believe in non-racism.
Okay.
White supremacy. And Ku Klux Klan affiliation. It also means that you refuse Hitler's beliefs.
Those are very
okay.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Blue laces indicate that the wearer has killed a police officer.
Liar.
Right. Red is a neo-Nazi. Yellow is anti-racist. Yellow has been used to symbolize a lot of things, used in many cultures. Blah, blah, blah. Commitment to social change. Yeah, yellow is non-threatening. Purple is gay pride. Green is neutral. Black is no affiliation.
Purple is gay pride.
Makes sense. Yep.
It used to be the color of royalty. Now it's the color.
Damn it.
Time stamp that.
20, yeah.
55,
30. 50,
yeah. It's been a while since I got one in there.
That's what she said.
That's what he said to her.
That's what I said.
So yeah, that's a little little edumacation on skinhead lace culture code there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say Jimmy was like, you know, he didn't
Jimmy.
He was a cool dude. Rest in peace, I guess. Whatever. Like he's dead. But
sorry about your friend Jimmy.
I'm not sure I can co-sign rest in peace to a skinhead. I'm just, okay. I'm not sure I can co-sign that one.
I did almost get into a knife fight because of him. That was fun.
Oh.
With some roid dude. Oh, okay. So now story time.
Story time with Dave.
Story time with Dave.
So on base for a long time, I was the only one that had a car. So like a lot of times
on the entire base. That's crazy.
Well, as far as my group of guys.
So were there like no streets or anything? They just like
we just walked in our Doc Martens.
Doc Martens.
Because most places of the guys I hung out with were from further away than Oregon to California. You know what I mean?
Germany.
So I would, yeah. So anyways,
the guys you were with.
So I took my buddy Kevin and Jimmy, two punk dudes from Michigan.
Kevin and Jimmy.
We went out. Yeah, Kevin and Jimmy. So they dropped acid that night. And I'm like, cool. I'm not doing anything so that we got one guy that's got his head on straight. I had maybe three beers in a span of 10 hours. So we go to the bars.
Beers.
They party. Yeah. We go to this house party, and it was a guy that was on our ship. Their friend, not mine, kind of a fucking douche nerd, who that joined the military and thought he was bad. And I was like, hey, bitch, you joined the Navy, and you're a computer dude. Like, let's be real here. You didn't join the military to be hard. You picked the Navy, and you fixed computers. There's a bunch of chicks, bunch of dudes there. Jimmy is talking to some chicks. And they're getting pretty friendly, which is cool. Like, do your thing, whatever. This one dude, like 6 foot, muscles out to everywhere, definitely on roids. Pimp, like he's wearing a tank top because he wants to show his muscles, but he's also showing his fucking zit scars.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I know what roids look like. So apparently Jimmy ends up like almost hooking up with this chick, which happens to be Royd Rage's girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. So words are being exchanged at the party. Jimmy always carried a switchblade knife.
Legal in the state of Oregon, by the way.
Yeah. Not so much in California. So I see him, his hand go into his pocket. Switchblade comes out behind his back. He's walking. He grabs a bottle, empty bottle of Jack Daniels, both behind his back. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy's going to fucking kill somebody. So I walk up and I'm like,
Jimmy's going to go fucking pick a hand.
Right. So I get in between them. And I'm like, hey, Kevin, Jimmy, let's roll. Like we got to get out of here. Cause if we don't leave, people are going to jail or the morgue.
Or both.
Yeah,
or both. So we're walking up the street because I had to park like a quarter mile away from the house because this is Southern California and there's nowhere to park, especially in residential areas. So we're walking and Roid Rage Jr. Are following us. And I've got Jimmy's switchblade, got him to drop the bottle, and I'm holding onto the knife, and they're just following us, running their mouths. Jimmy and Kevin are in front of me because I was like, I'm getting in between you guys. You just keep walking to the Jeep. Roid Rage gets within 5 feet of me. So I turn around. I pull his switchblade. I pull my knife out of my pocket. And I was like, let's go, dude. One of us is going to the hospital. One of us is going to the morgue.
Double knife Dave.
I was like, you might be big, motherfucker, but knives cut meat.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's usually something what they use them for.
Something along those lines. This was like 17 years ago now.
Nice muscles. Be a shame if I sliced the fuck out of them.
And I don't know where they came from because I'm going to be honest, I was scared as shit. I was like, these dudes, like, and I'm not a small guy. I'm short, but I'm not small.
Yeah.
These guys, like, were two of me each. And I'm just like, oh, I definitely need weapons.
Well, I mean, that reminds me of a time when I was living in Corvallis and I was fucking running my mouth because, you know, that'll happen. And I'm talking shit about Oregon State football. And this guy says, hey, are you talking all that shit? You know, my buddy over here, 6'4", 280 pounds. He played O-line for Oregon State. And my other buddy over here, he's just as big. He's actually bigger. He's 6'5", 300 pounds. He played O-line for Oregon State. You want to say that shit again? I'm like, not if I have to explain it three times.
Yep.
Fuck you. Fucking mid Mountain West team. You have to play every year.
And Terrio Smith.
Still my favorite secondhand story. I love telling that because it didn't happen to me. I observed it happening.
Still funny. Still funny.
You know, telling that story, it's like it is the snake eating itself. Because Robin pulled knives out of my pocket one time.
When you were saying it, I was like,
I was thinking
I know that move.
Yeah. I was like, I know that. Because I did the same. And because I'd never put those things together because I hadn't thought about that story in a long time. Yeah. And as I'm telling the story, I'm like, oh, Robin did that for me one time.
Yeah. Oh, it truly does pay it forward.
Right? Except mine would have been classified as a hate crime.
Wait. So he was black?
No, they were Saudi. Remember?
The second ones. Yeah. Yours. Yeah.
It was the Saudi guys.
The first guys. I was like,
what was the name of that club?
The Dexter Lake Club?
Fuck, what was it called?
It was the one right off of campus on the second floor.
Right above the Pita Pit.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ponchos?
It's had a couple names, but...
Wait, what did you say?
Ponchos?
No, that was the other side. So you could go upstairs and then go to a Mexican place and then like the lighthouse.
Yeah, Ponchos was usually lit, and then the other place was fucking skeezy as fuck.
Super skeezy. We drank there all the time.
Yeah.
I have thought about the fact that if I do end up going up there instead of taking online classes, if I'll make my rounds at some point.
Dude, oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah, but I'll say, like, going to bars now is ass.
You want to do it on parents' weekend, though, so you have somebody to hang out with?
Yeah, right. All the moms.
Be like, hey, welcome to Corvallis. Let me show you around.
That was fun, though, on mom's weekend when we would go out.
Yeah.
And just, like, we would ignore the college chicks and just talk to moms.
Because it was fun, because they were just excited to be there. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, right. And we were just young enough that it got them excited about getting hit on.
Right. Oh, man.
We're older than the college chicks, but we're just young enough that moms don't know we're not in college.
Right. They're like, oh, these seniors are all over us.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what's your major? I'm majoring in that booty.
Yeah. I mean, none of us ever took a mom home, but it was fun.
Yeah. I had someone, I was at a New Year's party once, and a woman was complimenting my ass. I don't know, like, I didn't want to follow her anywhere because I didn't want her to fuck me. But, it's the first time I've had my ass complimented in public. I was like, cool, man. Thanks.
I wish the casino would start playing music again on the weekends. Not like the bands, because when they do the bands, everybody sits there and they're like, blah, blah. But when they actually had a DJ and would do...
I remember those days.
Yeah. Well, it's like nowadays the casino is like they don't even want to cater towards the younger crowd at all. No, they want to cater to that 50 plus, like, come... listen to a cover band of something you listened to when you're a teenager in 1972.
Are you reeling in the years?
Yeah,
you're gonna play it just good enough that you're not gonna fucking throw things at them.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I will say this: their side bands that they've gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, well, they can't get a lot worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But they actually do, like, the cover bands they do pull in now have gotten significantly better than they did 20 years ago.
Yeah. I noticed they started doing something that I don't know what it is. Just I've seen the sign. It says DJ trivia on Sundays.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is and why they would do it on Sundays, but I kind of want to go check it out because.
Do it. Jake, trivia, come on down.
I'm on my way.
I can handle some trivia.
Yeah.
And I don't mind a DJ, but the Sunday part. Why are you doing it on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday is kind of shitty.
Yeah, that's
kinda
Monster Truck Day.
What are you doing on Monster Truck Day?
Dude, I remember
Bigfoot do a backflip.
I remember going to Seven Feathers and being at the main bar, getting schmammered, dancing around, being an asshole, and then leaving there and going over to the sports bar to relax for a little while and have more drinks and food, because that's where you got your food.
Yep.
And then we went back, like, yeah, Seven Feathers used to be popping.
Mm-hmm. Now that you're saying that, though, you really have brought the clarity of, oh, yeah, they don't have problems now. That's what they like, because people also don't bring knives to the casino.
You don't have people bringing, you don't have like two guys bringing hot chicks in and then 30 guys are surrounding two hot chicks and now there's fights.
Right.
I think there's still people bringing people like hot chicks down there like Saturday nights, but I don't think that they're repeat customers. Like it
happens. They're just
once
in the neighborhood.
Let's go to the casino. And kind of dumb.
The only times I ever got into a fight at the casino is someone else getting upset about nothing.
Yeah.
There was Ashley and what's her name? I can't think of her name. One of her friends were there. And me and her friend were pretty good friends.
But you don't know the name.
Tanya.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd met Tanya at the bar again. Like, Sans boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I used that term. college educated. But anyways.
Six times.
I knew Ashley. I knew Tanya. We were all from here, so we knew each other.
Yeah.
He's from somewhere else, I think. But
not here.
Not here.
So that would be somewhere else.
That would be not here.
By
over
definition,
there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Tanya, and he comes over and introduces himself, but like in an aggressive way. And I'm like, again, let me reiterate, I'm not a tall dude, but I called him little man. So that'll give you an idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what's up, little man? Because like you come in here and you try to out squeeze my handshake because I know who you are.
Yeah.
Because I know your girlfriend. Like,
my friend's got
like you try to squeeze my hand too hard and like I don't care.
There's nothing like I've come to
what have you come to?
I have absolutely come to hate firm handshakes. Like, just shake my hand.
Yeah, well, there's a borderline.
Yeah.
There's the, like, trying to enforce my superiority. And there's hey, I'm shaking your hand like a man and not like, I use a word, but
I have taken to whenever someone tries to overshake my hand, I'll turn my hand on top of theirs and clap it from underneath.
Boom, power move. Power move.
And if that doesn't work, I hit him on the shoulder.
I like to hit on the shoulder.
Yep. I like the solid spot.
Because I'm not smaller than very many people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's usually the people who are trying to show me how tough they are when they want to shake my hand. And so I got to remind them that we're not playing that shit.
Yeah.
We don't need to have a big dick measuring contest because fuck you. That's why.
Right. Well, I've told plenty of stories about random shit, how I'm the small guy in our friend group.
Yeah, you've mentioned it a few times tonight.
Well, I've said I'm small, but in our friend group. Yeah, actually, I probably have. Whatever. Minus the fact that Bales and Ben have been introduced now.
And neither one of them are little.
Ben seems little to me.
Yeah, Ben seems little. Bailey is taller than me.
The same size as you.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says. Well, height does not make a big man
fair.
To me.
Fair.
Right? Because you can be tall and I'm still feel bigger than you. Right? So when it comes to, and it might be an age thing too.
It's definitely an age thing. It's
definitely an age thing because I look at Bailey and Ben as little brothers.
Exactly. That's their position. That's their position in the team too.
Yeah, in the team, you know.
Well, except now that Bailey is only brother, so.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know where I was going with that.
You don't think Ben is? You were talking about how you're the smallest guy in our friend group.
I've mentioned that to other people when I'm like, oh, I'm the small guy of my friend group. But now Bailey and Ben have been introduced, and I'm like, oh, I can squeeze them until they stop.
Probably. Probably not Ben.
Ben is a little thicker. Ben's got some muscle on him.
And Ben is in that National Guard shape, so he can almost run a little bit.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, he can move a bicycle or two.
Mm-hmm. He can pedal like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about stupid shit that happened in Seattle over the past several years.
Oh.
Generally police related with bicycles using riot fucking tactics and shit. So y'all heard about them Kia boys?
Like the people that are breaking into Kias?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So we've got some up here. Dave, you haven't heard about this? You haven't read about this?
I have not heard about this.
I have heard about it because I have a Kia, and they sent a letter to the house. It was like, hey, people think it's fun to break into Kias on TikTok. So here's a free club for your Kia.
Hmm. Well, basically. I have a Cherokee, and every road I drive on becomes sacred. So.
God damn.
Well, yeah, so basically what they've been able to do is rip the steering column out and steal Kias and Hyundais with a USB drive.
God damn.
Yeah.
And
technical warfare.
And so there was one of them who was here in my neighborhood and got by the police.
Oh,
nice.
And they ran up in there with SWAT tactics.
Oh, yeah. Shoot him in the face. That's what I say. But whatever. I can't do that.
That's what I says to him.
Shoot him in the face.
We'll spend less money on the trial than we will on having him live in jail for the next 75 years.
Right.
This is like a 17-year-old kid. I'm not
shooting him in the face right now.
I mean, they're the police and he was black. I am surprised they didn't shoot him.
Well, I'm not so surprised that it's because it's in Seattle. If it was like Houston. Would not be surprised.
Are they using the USBs because to just be like, I can use the USB?
I have no idea.
Because I don't. Oh my God. I don't get the point of it.
I don't understand it either. I'm also not here to Dave. Did that show on the screen for you too?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, that is so funny. Oh my goodness.
It was quite funny. Okay, so from what I'm getting, it looks like they're using a USB and just putting it in the key.
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, hey, we can start with that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Which is like, first of all, who figured that out?
Right. Probably somebody just fucking around.
It's like the first person who figured out that you could drink coffee beans.
Right.
Like the process, that you had to go through. Because first you had to realize that they were inside berries. So first you had to start by eating these berries. And then you had to realize that the berries weren't very good. But you felt really wired after you ate them. And inside right. There were beans. And those beans are green, though, and they taste like shit. So we got to cook them.
Oh, my thing, I'm guessing, is like they ate the berries and were like, these sucked. And then like threw the seeds maybe in a pile. And they dried out in the sun. And then somebody else was like, what is this? And like picked it up. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Could be.
I feel like I got some energy. And then they're like, hey, you should try it. And then they're like, hey, these aren't bad.
Hey, why don't we put some caramel and chocolate in there? And we'll call it good.
Yeah.
So, Dave, when you left, it popped up on your screen. I have to piss so bad.
Right. Well, I was trying to send that so that I wouldn't break up the conversation and I can just slip out, take a leak. And then as I'm getting up, I see your guys' faces. I was like, well, that didn't work.
It was actually probably funnier than had you just said it or sent us a text or something.
The quality because
it actually
of the show
comes up like on my face. Like one of you send a chat. I want to see it.
Okay. You do it because my keyboard's over there.
Yeah.
Use that big old dick, hit the buttons.
Term.
Did it say it over my face?
Yeah.
No, it just not on mine.
Oh,
you
really?
Still have the chat open?
Yeah. Oh, here, I'll close the chat again.
Yeah, close the chat, and then here, I'll type something.
Here, I'll do LeBron.
LeBron James. Oh, yep. Okay, don't kerm. I'm gonna kerm.
Do not kerm.
Do not kerm. Dude, that would be a funny video to make.
Yeah. And like five people will get it.
Well, we could do it with the one of those AI voice things and get fucking Camelot Harris to say it. Be like, do not kerm. Do not kerm. And then we get Donald Trump saying, I'm gonna kerm.
I'm gonna kerm. That's really is one of my favorite videos.
It's pretty good.
Like it's
the
funny.
the one with Jen Burrell.
No, the do not come video.
Oh, I suppose I haven't seen it.
What? All right.
You had to have, because we've talked about it on here. Also, both of you look at your phone and see the Snapchat I sent you, because we were talking about the Doc Martens laces thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent Jake this TikTok, and so I was able to go get it.
Oh, yeah. You just sent it in the.
It's a tick on face or text. I texted it to you.
Just now?
Earlier to both of you.
Oh, like 22 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw this. Holy shit.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. In fact, it looks really, really bad. I thought Sunderland.
I thought it was KKK hoods too.
And that was in the first week of 2024 when they decided.
What is it supposed to? What is it actually?
It's flags. They put white flags. It's flags on flagpoles. Yeah. It really. So like, it just looks like the KKK is in the crowd.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now too.
But it's really just flags.
Oh my goodness.
L, Dave. Flags with an L.
Not did I say the other one?
No, you said the other one earlier.
I heard it both ways.
Hey now.
Close enough. We'll allow it. Judges?
You're the one with the bell.
No.
Thank you, judges.
Apparently that means they will allow it. I might have to use that next time.
Whoa, what just
happened? What are we sharing?
Oh, good.
I'm going to come. We can see Dave's search history here.
Animal husbandry. What?
Hey, you're not allowed to do that.
Usually you have it working. You gotta have the video queued
up. I'm gonna come.
That's not the one, but
that's not the whole thing.
Yeah, where's the whole thing?
You're on. I think you're on shorts. Click home, because this is what YouTube has done. They've started making your default, and then now search it. Your default is shorts instead of actual videos.
It's because they're trying to compete with the ticky-tocky.
Exactly. It's so stupid. Oh. First, let's have an ad. Hi.
Video play soon.
Hi, you like ads? Blur.
You may know me from such
videos. Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty funny. Hey, hello. Hey, hello.
Now, unshare the screen.
No, yeah, here we are. Now bring up the Lord of the G strings and put that back on.
Oh, Katie, what's her name?
Misty Monday.
Misty is in that. Katie something. I can't
remember. I don't give a fuck about Katie, whoever. Misty Monday was in that. She got me through high school.
This is before she got the boob job. And then she was in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name, though.
Katie Morgan. That's
there
her name.
It is.
I didn't even get to search it. I just remembered it. Spank Bank. Think.
Spank Bank coming in handy.
No pun intended. Coming in handy.
That's a double. That's a twofer.
I'm writing that down. Coming in handy.
I feel like that's the name of the episode.
That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty good.
That just took over.
So, Dave, I'm going to say something to you. I sent this on Snapchat earlier. It's something I think it's really funny. It's evidence that my boss knows me, but evidence that he doesn't know me very well. So I was talking to him on the phone today, and he's like, yeah, hey, you know, you've got these Costco executives coming up. And I asked for a little information on it. He's like, yeah, I'll get some information for you. And you know, when they're there, just, you know, it's cool. Just be on your best behavior. So, like, he knows me well enough to know that I could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to be, I can be a problem. But he doesn't know me well enough to know that he doesn't need to tell me that I need to be on my best behavior. I do know that. When you interviewed me, you talked to me in a professional setting, and you thought I was a reasonably well-rounded individual. I've proven otherwise since then, but I can still present myself as a reasonably well-rounded individual.
Yeah. Well, and also, you're only a problem when they make it. When you're a problem, it's not your fault.
Exactly.
Right? Like, someone said something stupid to you.
And I think that's
they brought it upon themselves.
That's basically what he's saying.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I was telling the weed guy the other day, I was like, you know, I got a buddy because we were talking about teachers. I'm like, I got a buddy, he's the smartest teacher in his school. He's like, yeah, why is that? I said, because he doesn't have any homework to grade. And he gets to play dodgeball.
Yep.
Like, you tell me who's smart. He's like, makes sense to me. He's like, wow, that. Like, man, you just got to learn to see life 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Touching tips.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that, like, in the education system, general ed teachers will not only get jealous but upset at PE teachers for not having homework to grade and that sort of thing. And if like, at least in my experience, enough to bring it up, and you know, my response is always, well, I didn't make you teach English.
Yeah.
I didn't make you pick social studies. Nobody forced you, did they?
And on top of that, what homework would you like me to assign?
Right. You want me to have reading?
minus COVID.
Right.
Minus COVID.
When COVID started to happen, they wanted us to make sure that every teacher was assigning enough reading. And I go, what do you want me to have them read?
Well, then having them watch 30 for 30s.
What?
Didn't you have them watch 30 for 30s and then they got mad at you for that?
No, but I should have. That would have been good.
That would have been good.
Oh, well, I guess I made that story up in my head because I've told that story.
Have you really?
Yeah. Because I could have swore during COVID, you and I talked about something about 30 for 30s and the principal at Glendale got mad at you because like that wasn't good enough or something like that. I've told that story to someone.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. The only time I've had any admin not happy with my work is the reason I'm not working at Glendale. And it's because that fucking bitch seemed to think I wasn't doing the job the way she wanted it done.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we just talked about it. Sometimes it's really hard to differentiate between my imagination and real life.
Me too.
That happens.
Yep. I know they've got some sort of... They're supposed to have some sort of medicine for that, but I ain't going to do it.
I can tell I'm dreaming because when I'm dreaming, I go to this really weird house that's somewhere in the woods that I think is my subconscious.
Mm.
And that's how I can tell I'm dreaming. Otherwise, I can't tell what's happening. I don't know what's real. Huh. This might be a dream. I don't fucking know. Like my sleep schedule has been so fucked up. I'm showing all the classic signs of burnout. Including like my sleep schedule is like, hey, guess what? You're awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like,
yep.
I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Yep.
I've
done that to myself this term.
Yeah.
As much as I'm taking in. That sounds gay.
Yeah.
Who made you take all those classes, Dave?
No one made you take those classes, Dave.
You know, you can still get a degree in PE, right?
Right.
You can still get a degree in PE.
Mm-hmm.
PE gets degrees.
It's true. Sort of.
But no, like
17 times I took basketball.
I have noticed that your schedule is weird lately, Robin, because you'll send me shit at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because sometimes I'm still up.
Yeah.
Robin, like this is not typical Robin texting behavior right now.
Yeah.
Because you'll get a random message.
Fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waking up sometimes. Like this morning I woke up at 8.
Dude, mm-hmm. All of our, like, there's a couple of us who have a similar sleep schedule, but like our group chat is all on such different circadian rhythms. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like like you and me are the early morning squad. Bailey comes in mid morning and Ben comes in early afternoon. And then I usually fall out late evening,
like 8 to 9.
I usually pass out because I'm either high or I've laid down on the couch.
Yeah.
And I'm the random crackhead will send like a 4 p.m. message.
Nobody knows when Dave's going to text.
Yeah. And then you won't hear from me for 3 days. And then at like 2 a.m, you'll get something.
Is it too early for flapjacks?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll say something random.
Well, you know, these people,
hey,
they could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. We appreciate that. Watch us on the YouTubes, man. It's good shit, and it's entertaining, and people like it. So go there, watch it, and see our beautiful faces.
Watch it.
And you can touch yourself while you watch. That's fine.
No
one's going to judge you.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm encouraging
you. We won't judge you until you tell us about it, though.
Yeah. So don't
come. Yeah, if you tell us.
Do not come.
If you tell us, I'm going to make a joke about it. By the way, if you listen to this and you're wondering why did you post episode 308 twice, it's called a mistake. So I just posted episode 307, so go back and listen to it. Have fun.
And if you're listening to it, you can still keep yourself.
Just let drunk people get married.
Coming in
handy. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast!
Hey, go Ducks!
Hey, go Ducks!
Hey, check out this American flag on my work shirt. It's green. And I'm like, go Ducks America.
I got a flag.
Go Ducks America.
I got a 33 star flag right there.
Yeah.
Oregon is the 33rd state, baby.
Jake, I got you a present.
Why?
25 cents is why. That's why.
He doesn't say ho, ho, ho. He says hoes, hoes, hoes.
Ho, ho, ho. He talks like Tracy Morgan. It's Tracy Morgan Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.